Greetings and shalom, mishpacha. What's poppin', family? Thank you so much for tuning in to another segment of Malacca Batya to the Remnant. And if you are viewing this on YouTube, thank you so much for watching. Well, family, I am, I'm still with the same issue of the new full moon being the full moon that beacons the Shabbats for the month, okay? So, I had taken down the previous information that I shared with you guys because it was not, I just wasn't 100 about everything that I shared with you. So, I had to take it down, family, just so that I could be sure and be clear, okay? So, with that being said, guys, again, here we go with my defense as to why I now view the full moon as the new moon, okay? So again, you guys should already know my information comes from creatorscalendar.com. And it says, this is the newcomer's guide to astro-luni-solar concepts. From the beginning of the Bereshit to the final words of Chazon, and this is from the beginning of Genesis to the final words of Revelation, a preordained system of time measuring is consistently revealed throughout the Kadosh set apart scriptures. The celestial astro-luni-solar timepiece expressly portrayed by the sun, moon, and stars was created and displayed in the Shamayim, heavens, nearly 6,000 years ago. It is this unparalleled perpetual light show that continues the rhythmic call to honor and worship our marvelous creator, both father and son, in bold contrast. All the world have wandered after the beast by adhering to the Roman calendar. Again, I'm going to say this again. All the world have wandered after the beast by adhering instead to the modern Roman paper calendar hanging on walls or beaconed from electronic devices. Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. Let's read them together. I'm opening up my sefer. And that was Tehillim 19, right? Psalm 19 is Tehillim 19. Hallelujah. It says, the heavens enumerate the glory of Elohim, and the expanse shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In the same has he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heavens, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The Torah of Yahuwah is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahuwah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahuwah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahuwah is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahuwah are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and a honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned, and in guarding of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. So what they wanted us to focus on, family, was verses 1 through 4. And it says in verse 4, their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun. So going back to the literature, it says, because the starry constellations play a vital role in measuring, because the starry constellations play a vital role in measuring time as an essential third part of the sun, moon, and stars, we at the Creator's calendar have opted to utilize the term astro-lunisolar rather than a mere two-part system presented by the term lunisolar. The term lunisolar has traditionally utilized Babylonian dark or crescent new moon in alignment with the sun to mark the ruling starry constellations for months and the commencement of each year. In this newcomer's guide, the astro-lunisolar concepts, the following articles and Hebrew word studies are organized for newcomers in a step-by-step introduction format. 1. The poetic overview. Discover how the Creator's original calendar model was eradicated by man while all the world slumbered. 2. Most of us today, from all nations of the earth and within the confines of our busy lives, are unaware that there has ever been more than one way of time measuring. Most often, we assume that years, months, weeks, and days have been measured as we were taught by our parents and teachers. Even the time references in Scripture we have believed to be accurately measured according to the same Roman Gregorian calendar. Newsflash, this is simply not the case. 5 historic methods of time measuring. Wow, there are 5 historic methods of time measuring. I'm going to click on that right now, and then we'll go back. Hold on. What is this saying? 5 historic methods of time measuring. Most of us today, from all nations of the earth and within the confines of our busy lives, are unaware that there has ever been more than one way of measuring time. Most often, we assume that years, months, weeks, and days have always been measured as we are taught by our parents and teachers. Even the time references in scriptures we have believed to be accurately measured according to the same Roman Gregorian calendar so popular today. The common premise that Saturday must be the true seventh-day Sabbath of the scriptures because the modern Yahudim worship on that day. And family, it says Yahudim, and then in parentheses it says Jews. Let us be clear that what I'm seeing is that all of the members of so-called awakened Yasharah are following the exact times as the Jewish people today. Okay? So anyway, it says because the modern Jews, I will not say Yahudim, because the modern Jews worship on that day is an innumerous assumption. But in light of the fact that the so-called Yahudim themselves acknowledge that their modern calendar is not the same as the one used prior to the 4th century AD. Scholars of scripture and those seeking to be obedient Sabbath keepers would be wise to re-examine the 1,700-year-old neo-tradition as compared to the available stunning historical evidence. For those who deem it imperative to worship on the precise day as the Eternal Father above receives corporate worship from all his created beings, the correct and original calendar model of creation must be utilized. Sabbath weekly. Let's see. Weekly Sabbath originally arose from the lunar cycle, containing 4 weeks ending in Shabbat. The Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, an authoritative and popular presentation of Jews and Judaism since the earliest times, volume 10. Now, again, for sake of argument, I will say that there is a difference between the Yahudim and the Ish people. The aim of this article is to bring together the astronomical, historical, and scriptural perspectives on this foundational subject of the true Creator's calendar, its week and corresponding Sabbath of Scripture. If this subject is relatively new to you, some points may be painful to hear, as they will contrast greatly to time measuring as we have previously been taught. All that we hold near and dear, be it family or friends, church, school, jobs, paychecks, assemblies, camps, etc., may be potentially lost based on our decision with regard to this subject. But conversely, a life with your Messiah in his kingdom forever may be the eternal reward, for this subject matter appears to hold eternal consequences. Please prayerfully consider the following. The basis of artificial time. Artificial time was crafted for the purpose of removing the Creator from time and man from the binding claims of his Torah law. The true Sabbath can only be found by using the Creator's true calendar, in which the lunar months begin with the full new moon day. So my last broadcast on this, one of the Ish people named Kepha, he came for me hard and said that I was putting out teachings to deceive. Is that not in fact what his ancestors did? Is there not in fact a whole race of people claiming to be Hebrew Israelite people, but in fact are Germans and Russians? So anyway, I took down the segment just so that I could check my facts, because he came at me with some stuff, okay? And now that I know that I know that I know, I'm back at it. Hallelujah. So anyway, by using the Creator's true calendar, in which the lunar months begin with the full new moon day, with the cycle of 4 weeks beginning the next day. Atomic time and mankind's most recent invention that stimulates seconds, minutes, hours, days, months, and years. Atomic time is mankind's most recent invention that simulates seconds, minutes, hours, days, months, and years. But it is only utilized because its rhythm coincides nearly perfect with time beckoned from the sun, moon, and stars. So why use a substitute when the original is still available? Might it be because rebellious mankind, those who change the calendar principles, strive to eliminate in the mind of the populace their need for a power greater than themselves? For our Creator designed His time measuring model to synchronize all His created beings to His ordained rhythm, that they may worship Him when He is receiving corporate worship. Might it be that the scientific society is hell-bent on an evolutionary model that will stop at nothing to cause mankind's time-measuring perspective to be wholly divorced from the time principles born of the sun, moon, and the stars? For His lights are beacons for signs, lunar appointed times, days, and years. Substitutes for these include the calendars, clocks, and even the international dateline that we have all been taught to trust. Amazingly, these are only viable as they stay in harmony with each other and simulate a cohesive time-measuring model. Still, these are wholly altered from our Creator's calendar. His principles are only proclaimed from the right use of the sun, moon, and the stars, His ordained astro-luni-solar calendar model He placed in the Shamayim. Mankind is for the most part ignorant of how far the calendar we keep has been removed from its original parameters. Family, I'm going to stop here. And hopefully this gave you enough to think on. Until next time, family, in all of your getting, get understanding that comes directly from the Ruach HaKodesh, not leaning on your own understanding, not leaning on the teachings of your pastor, your moré, your preacher, but let the Holy Spirit Himself teach you all things. I will be back about this topic at a later time, family. No, wait. This next part is too good. I got to give it to you now. So it says, our Creator's true time measuring model versus the zodiac, astrology, and witchcraft. I got to share this. All right. If your education was anything like mine, you may have been taught to avoid all things having to do with measuring the movements of the sun, moon, or stars. You may have felt conflicted over this as well, knowing your Creator created these, but how to sort the truth from error without getting mixed up in astrology or witchcraft may have seemed daunting. This article is aimed at clearing this up, so you will have certainly from now on, that don't sound right. And I don't got my glasses. I lost my glasses in Connecticut, family. I got to get some new spectacles. What are they saying here? It says, I'm going to start over. It says, if your education was anything like mine, you may have been taught to avoid all things having to do with measuring the movements of the moon, of the sun, moon, or stars. You may have felt conflicted over this as well, knowing our Creator created these. But how to sort the truth from error without getting mixed up in astrology or witchcraft may have seemed daunting. This article is aimed at clearing this up, so you will have certainly from now on, so as never to cross the line of truth into error on this strategic subject of time. All ancient civilizations measured time by the sun, moon, and stars, even the righteous patriarchs and prophets of Scripture. We know this because Genesis 1:14-16 reveals it among many other verses in Scripture. But there is a correct method to utilize these and an incorrect method. Not surprisingly, astrology and witchcraft are only linked to the wrong method of utilizing the sun, moon, and stars. Once the truth was removed from the record, the purpose of the Dark Ages was to ensure that it would remain hidden, so that all the world would believe the lie with regard to time and willingly wander after the beast and its time measuring image rhythm. We are never told that the current Roman Gregorian Christian time measuring calendar is synchronized to the Babylonian zodiac calendar that produces the astrological signs also utilized by the modern rabbinical Jews, Islam, and witchcraft with their dark conjunction or crescent lunar phase. In addition, who knew that the modern day Jewish calendar, which was adopted in AD 358 under pressure from Rome to change their calendar, is the original Babylonian time measuring model in which astrology and witchcraft were first crafted? That's something to think on, isn't it? It is mankind's ignorance and continuous rejection of the knowledge with regard to time that proceeds to drive the interest in astrology and discussion of what's your sign, causing it to be so prevalent today. I catch myself doing it all the time, family, and now at this point, I definitely do know better. So when I catch myself going in that direction, I have to slap myself out of it and literally rebuke myself, okay? Because I've spent so many of my years with that kind of mindset, family, okay? So now I have to retrain my thinking, hallelujah. All right, so anyway, it says, although we will show multiple ways of measuring time, utilizing the will of the stars is not astrology. Astrology has everything to do with determining your character and life events based on wrongly ordered astrological data. We only want to utilize the sun, moon, and stars for what our Creator intended as prescribed in Scripture. Yes. Hallelujah. Toda Rabba Yahuwah Elohim for allowing me to set eyes on Creator's calendar website. Mishpacha, I'm telling you, they have our pearls. They have our treasures. It is time to get back that which is rightfully ours, because we, the true Yahudim, are the gatekeepers of this thing. Why is it that others know about it before we do? Why are we so dead set on Saturday as my Sabbath? Because we've been doing it like that. We've been doing it wrong. I stand by it. And I'm going to continue to be in your ear gates about it. At least do the research, family. That's all I ask. At least do the research. Shalom until next time, family. I love you. All I see is Israelites round here. 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 When I see them, I just stop and stare. I see y'all with your hands wrapped in your fringe zone. It's in the air, screaming and promising that I'm a chosen one. Dreaming you to help drive the gap, be Chaka Benjamin. Yeah, I can feel your blessing, my sister, when I should let you alone. But it takes just a little more than that. More than just knowing that this shire was black. You gotta search within yourself, in fact. Lay prostrate upon the altar and let the fire of my higher moon not hold that chapter. Get a breath of your wickedness.
All I see is there's a lights down here. All I see is there's a lights down here.